Eastern Time. Bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Line. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. These times, peace is certainly an illusion, and as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's 4:02 p.m. on the 6th of March, 2021. Stephen, how are you? Why don't you unmute yourself a second? I haven't talked to you in at least a month. Has it been a month?
Been a while, yeah. I would say it's probably been a month. Yeah, how you been?
Well, I think I've kind of been too busy. I kind of ran myself down a little bit here. Had a bit of a cold, so I'm kind of fighting that off. We played last night down at Urban Comforts and went very well. We had a new guy join us playing cello.
Really?
It was really cool. You know, my other buddy, he plays wood Native American wood flute, and he sings a little bit. But we got a young guy that plays cello very well, and he sat in with us just like he'd been playing with us forever. It was just kind of amazing. So
I love the cello. Yeah, the sound of it's wonderful.
It's such an emotional instrument. I mean, he played. He was right between both of us and a little bit behind us. And I could hear it in this one ear. It was just so. And we were doing some We got some arrangements of some Metallica songs that are, you know, I don't know, you know, you've heard Wagner before in classical music. Well, that's kind of, you know, we do Metallica, but kind of unplugged, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it was really cool. We just had a lot of good responses last night, so that's what was going on there.
I'll have to head down some weekend and check it out.
Yeah, but you're like 6 hours or 8 hours away, aren't you?
Yeah, probably.
You might have to figure out some kind of deal for that. That's a long drive. Yeah, we'd love to have you, though. That'd be great.
I'll have to surprise you someday.
We'll make sure you do it on a day we're down there. That would be terrible if you came all that way for nothing. But anyway, so, yeah, you guys probably had all that snow, too, didn't you? We're free from it now, but we had probably at least 12 inches on the ground here,
I think. Yeah, I don't think we had that much, but we had quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah. But it froze, and, I mean, I was landlocked here forever, and in order to go play, I'd have to carry all my stuff down this big hill I live on. Because we could not, I mean, my car was stuck, and my wife was parking on the bottom down there. So we lived like that for like 3 weeks. It was crazy. And I would always go get corn and stuff for the deer. I didn't today. It's been beautiful and sunny. Maybe tomorrow I will. But, you know, that's the one thing I just had to realize. There's only so much energy that you can expel, at least me personally. I have to be more aware of my energy reserves, because I think, and you know, somewhere, and I think I may have, maybe it was at Contact Report 701, or maybe it was 216, I can't really remember, where Billy, he had a health collapse. Do you remember that? And I think a part of it was the whole group dynamics was very, you know, they were arguing and there were lots of infighting, and that played a big role on wearing him out.
Yeah, I think that came after the time when he was it bending the spoon or something? He was using his mind for things and took it to the extreme.
Oh, I don't remember that. Can you elaborate on that more? Or?
Not really. I remember he was doing something where you use your mind or your consciousness to do it. And it was exhausting, I guess. And I think it took him past his limits. And,
yeah, and you know,
and then coupled with the issues at the center there, yeah.
Well, that's the funny thing. I think something gets obscured, and we don't really realize we're going past our limits. We know we're getting close, but we always think, well, you know, I got a little more. That's not a big deal. I can just, you know, there's this, you have to kind of negotiate with yourself. And sometimes I don't think we realize that we're getting way too tired or whatever.
Well, just like, you know, the last month here, having to dial it back for me, it's you know, with everything happening with school and the sports and stuff with the kids, and it was something I had to give, you know. So I'm like, well,
yeah,
I gotta take a break a little bit and dial things back a smidge to maintain my head above water.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and especially with you know, with the viruses and stuff that are flying around, I've been studying. There's, I don't know, have you ever heard of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny?
I have not, no.
Oh, my goodness. I thought I sent you that link. I'll have to send you those two links. There's two shows she's done. She's out of Cleveland, believe it or not. She works at a clinic up there, I guess. Or she's been writing books and stuff now. But the COVID-19 vaccine is horrific. I mean, she calls it a weapon. And she explained, and I'll try to just cover this briefly, then get back on the Meyer information, but that the she was saying that we have two two kinds of what are called microphages or macrophages, which are like white blood cells, basically. And the first type is inflammatory white blood cell. So it's like a little Pac-Man. It goes through your bloodstream, cleans up all the mess. It's really intense, you know. It's very combative. And there's a second kind of white blood cell that's kind of anti-inflammatory. And it's kind of the off switch. And its role is to kind of, it tells the primary microphage, the primary white blood cell, to kind of cool it and relax and, you know, kind of stop, basically, and let the anti-inflammatory white blood cells take over. So that's the way a normal immune system works. And that's how the body eventually mellows out and calms down and gets rid of the intruder or whatever. But what is happening with the COVID-19 thing is that anti-inflammatory white blood cell, it kind of gets supercharged, and it won't listen to the anti-inflammatory one that tells it to slow down. And so that, you know, that real intense inflammatory one actually will then start to kill those secondary white blood cells that we have, which are the anti-inflammatory ones, which is like the off switch for the immune system. So what this COVID-19 vaccine is doing is it breaks the off switch, so to speak, for your immune system. And she says people won't notice that during the first injection because there's a secondary one that comes later. And that's when all hell really breaks loose. Now, what can happen sometimes is when that first kind of white blood cell kind of starts going crazy, it sometimes will attack the lung tissue. And that's why they're seeing people that are, when they're reacting to this COVID-19 vaccine, a lot of times, you know, they'll be gasping for air. They're, because it's that white blood cell is actually attacking their lungs. Very horrible. And there is something else in the vaccine. I think it's propylene glycol. And most people are sensitive to that now. And that can cause a really bad reaction of anaphylactic shock. And that's, I don't know if you remember the nurse that died in Tennessee, and I don't know if you've seen any of these horrific videos that are coming out of the people that are just like convulsing, and it's just horrible. What's going on there? Dr. Judy Makowitz, which is another very knowledgeable doctor in this area, she suspects that something like 50,000 people will die because of this COVID-19 vaccine.
Did she give any kind of time frame as far as after your inoculation with it?
Well, yeah, it's, I think Dr. Tenpenny was saying between 4 months, usually they get the first shot, 4 months later to 14 months. Somewhere in there they'll get the second shot, and the second shot is usually what, you know, is enough to basically make your own immune system go kind of. After a while, I think something really gets screwed up in your immune system with this vaccine. And they say later that so you get the vaccine, and it's, first of all, she says it's really not a vaccine because it won't prevent any kind of illness. You can definitely get COVID-19 after you get the vaccine.
I was hearing that it only lasts for like 3 months or
yeah,
so.
It does.
3 to 5
yeah,
months.
Yeah, exactly. And it's usually on the second booster, the second shot is when the people are having the horrible reactions. And if they
I know a ton of people that have gotten the shot, but I haven't heard anybody that I know of having a bad reaction as of yet, but it's only been probably a month or two. You know?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad for people. Yeah, my wife's, a lot of people at my wife's work are taking it. And mm-hmm. I just wish people would start listening to other sources of information besides the mainstream media. It's so sad. I think a part of that has been weighing on me a lot. A whole lot. I think psychologically, mm-hmm. too. Especially when you have a radio show like this. You feel a sense of responsibility to want to tell people. And so many things that are going on is literally, I think, is beyond a lot of people's capacity to deal with. And, you know, what can you say? You know, most people would never think, I mean, this all comes down to overpopulation. If you really, you know, if we think about it, that's what this is. This vaccine is a tool to screw up, you know, stop people, you know, the overpopulation. It's a way to get rid of people, and it's done in such a way that it's going to be very, very hard to actually prove that it's related to the vaccine. Like with the CDC, this is the way the CDC looks at it. Right now, I think they have a 1,100 people that, the way they put it, died after the vaccine was taken. They say specifically that they're not saying there's a causal relationship between the people taking the vaccine and dying, but they did die after they took the vaccine. So, yeah. And they say only like 10% of the cases are reported. So it's probably more like 10,000 people have died so far from the vaccine. But sorry, you were going to say something. I think I interrupted.
No, I'm just taking it in, you know, because if that's true, these numbers will be exponentially increasing because a lot of people are getting a shot. So we'll see how that pans out.
I know. I'm so sad. It's just, I'm you know, speechless. And it needs to come from someone like Dr. Tenpenny, you know. Maybe mm-hmm. I can get some of these people to come on the show. But anytime you have a vaccine, it usually takes 10 to 15 years of testing to get a good, reliable vaccine. And this was done in 10, 12 months, you know, so what do you expect? You know, that's what's going to happen. And this is what we've got, you know. So anyway, that is the crazy situation we're in. I've also heard, and I don't know if you've heard this or not, but both on the East Coast and the West Coast, our Navy is lined up, and we're in like full alert mode. I don't know if that's because of the Chinese or what, but I've heard a lot of crazy stuff on that end. Yeah. Anyway.
That I haven't. I've been kind of so busy, it's I haven't had time to really keep up on all that. So.
You know, it is kind of funny. Why are we so busy? Why? I mean, I'm not even sure that's healthy. I mean, I have to say, ask myself the same damn question. You know, like today I didn't even work out. Today I didn't stop a Tractor Supply. There were things I just said, hell, I'm just going to kick back a little bit, you know, and just stop.
I did go for a walk today, the nature walk.
Good for you. Good for you. That's a healthy thing to do. It can help you unwind a little bit.
Yeah. Practice some fly casting. That's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you ever... There's a guy on YouTube. He has a little show he puts out. 618 Fishing. I guess this is his area code. I don't know.
Mm.
And he's a young guy. God, I'm going off on such a bad tangent today. Forgive my listeners. This is so ridiculous. But he likes to fish spillways, and he goes out on Google Earth and finds spillways that he can drive to. He lives somewhere in the middle of the United States. I haven't quite figured it out yet. But he goes to these spillways, and he sets up a little cam, and he fishes. And he does pretty well sometimes. He catches a lot of what you might call rough fish, like bowfin and carp and gar and things like that. And, you know, sometimes, like, he'll fall down a hill or something. And, I mean, you know, it's just like, it's really a cool show because it's just like, he just goes out and films what happens, you know.
Yep.
It's kind of a funny show. But, yeah, I used to fish all the time. That's one of the reasons I moved where I live is I had a little boat. But I finally got to the point where I decided that I had caused enough fish pain in my life, even though I would release them.
Right,
you know,
right.
Sometimes you still kill them accidentally. Or sometimes you just, you know, torture them so bad in the process of unhooking them and hooking them that it's just kind of crazy. But
yeah.
Okay. I'm back to reality here. I will slowly come back to the world of Billy Meyer and his teaching, and I'm going to pick up at page 148 of The Might of Thoughts, and we were talking about the immune system a little bit, and let me read a little bit here. It says, at any rate, the fact is that at the command of unhealthy, wrong, negative, and destructive thoughts, this is page 146, the feelings form in the same way, and then in turn, through these, the psyche, from which the result then is that the body becomes susceptible to illness and disease. Do you have the book today or not? No.
I do, yeah.
Okay. Yep. So page 148, now it's interesting that we become susceptible to illness and disease because of unhealthy, wrong, negative, and destructive thoughts. Now, I'm not saying that's the only cause, but I think a lot of it, at least for me, is I don't like the cold and the dark of winter. And I think what happens, my thoughts and feelings get kind of gloomy. And I think that's what affects my immune system more than even the cold and the dark actually does. I think, like, my brain is an amplifier, and it even takes my optimism away. It's kind of weird. Now let me continue on page 148. In that the body becomes more susceptible to illnesses and disease, and the immune system becomes impaired in its effectiveness. In contrast to that, if the thoughts are constructive, beautiful, and positive, happy, and equalized, then the feelings and the psyche also form likewise. And as a further consequence, the immune system is thereby strengthened, and the body is as if interwoven with a kind of protective energy. Now, I have this, like, my house is almost like a two-story, but it isn't technically. It's kind of weird because it's kind of built almost like into a hill a little bit. And the second, I have like this porch, and from the porch down to the front door is a pretty long drop. It's like...
Mm-hmm.
You know, my crazy-ass cats will walk on the, like, I have a fence there, you know, like a, on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll actually walk on the rail, which it's like a 20-foot drop, but I don't think they care.
Mm-hmm.
so I sit up there on the porch, like, today it's been about 50 degrees, and I'm just getting there and getting some sun. And it talks about these protective layers. Let me see. It says, and as a further consequence, the immune system is thereby strengthened and the body is interwoven with a kind of protective energy. Mm. And I could almost feel this protective energy from the sunshine. And that's what kind of really snapped me out of it today. It's just, even though I have to wear a jacket, I can still feel the sun on my face and on my hands. And somehow I feel it kind of penetrate through the jacket a little bit. And I think a long time ago you and I were studying some stuff where it talks about the sunlight can actually penetrate into the ground.
Right.
Yeah, which is amazing. So it must can even penetrate to, through your clothes to a degree, or maybe a lot for that matter. But so it's just interesting the way this all ties into the to the health. Let me continue here on the next paragraph. It says, in all effectiveness of the thoughts is seen in the right way, then it can be recognize that the might of the thoughts is therefore also able to determine the physical well-being. Now think about that. The might of your thoughts can determine your physical well-being. And think about all the fear that's being pushed out right now.
Mm-hmm.
And how that could negatively affect our well-being if we let it. And right. And thereby sickness and health in manifold form, quite apart from the other circumstances of life, which are likewise created and steered by the thoughts. You know, I think we don't really realize how much we steer our lives with our thoughts. Even though I think I've told myself a million times, I do not allow my thoughts to drift. Mm-hmm. I steer my thoughts like a captain steers his ship. I nurture my thoughts. I strengthen my thoughts. But I still think I drift. I still think I'm drifting sometimes. I think I'm steering sometimes when I don't realize I'm steering. Like potentially some negative, self-destructive thoughts.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They just come sometimes. And I just like, where does that come from, you know? And pretty soon, it literally, your health and your immune system, I just think are so tied together. And I remember...
The whole process of becoming aware of your thoughts, right? And monitoring them and evaluating them. It's a lot of work. Because usually it's easy to go on autopilot and just live our lives like we always have. And most of it's subconscious programming. And you just keep doing the same things over and over.
My gosh.
But to take the bull by the horns and to steer it, I mean, I have a long ways to go too. I mean, obviously. But I love hearing this because I need to hear it over and over again. So I practice it, you know, because it's easy to get into a rut. And when you get busy, you don't monitor your thoughts as I tend not to.
Oh, you know, so. You hit the nail on the head there. That is the bad part about busyness.
Yeah.
We're too busy to monitor our thoughts. We're just going, 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 going.
Right.
That's the problem. That's probably why we're so unevolved here on the earth. We're just going, 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 and we're not allowing the time to, you know, do I really want to feel this way? Why do I feel this way? You know, why?
Maybe that's why Billy recommends, like, you know, physical exertion, right? Because after you do that, you need to take a break. And when you take that break is when you're able to reflect.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that you say that, because I was thinking about this today, because I remember Billy loves physically work. I mean, like, even though he has only one arm, he likes to shovel and he likes to work physically hard. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't remember the exact contact report. Well, here's one, and this is contact report 216. It says, Billy says, somehow I will surely remember it, even though my memory has suffered greatly since my health collapse. Oh, they're talking about correcting contact reports. But I can remember him having, it might have been Quetzal, he had a big argument with, because he wanted to continue to